Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. We're headed to space engineering, significant space engineering, with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. This is July fundraising for Behind the Black. Your generosity, much appreciated. Bob, especially keen on anyone who wishes to correspond with Bob. $35 will get his correspondence as well as one of his four books. One of his four e-books, one of them of which is the biography of Hubble, and we have really good news about Hubble soon enough. We begin, however, with the spectacular news from Boca Chica of a test, what is called a static test of a Starship. I've watched it several times. My brother sends it to me, and it is a big burst of energy. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it looks big. Bob, a very good evening to you. Is it big or is this just normal with good photography?
No. Not only is this big, it's much bigger than Starship. You're not looking at Starship at all. You're looking at the super heavy first stage booster that will lift Starship to the heavens. And what SpaceX has done is this is their third prototype of this super heavy booster. The first two were used for tests and tank tests and preliminary tests. The third booster they put on their test stand, the same one that Starship flew from, and they did their first static fire using three Raptor engines earlier this week. Static fire tests only, they hold the ship down and it only goes for about 2 seconds. I have both the video and a picture of this. It's very quick. However, it proves that they now can tank it and fire the engines. And it's basically also a dress rehearsal countdown. They do all these things, learning how to do things. It is rumored that the next step is they might do additional static fire tests of this particular booster, adding Raptor engines, because the first stage, Super Heavy, is going to have a lot of engines, as many as 28 when this is finally completed. They only did with three here. It's very possible they'll add more engines, do another static fire test, and the next step will be the booster number 4, which is being stacked and prepped right now in the assembly building at Boca Chica. That will be moved to the orbital launch pad, and, you know, this is a test stand that the third booster was on. They move it to the orbital launch pad. That's the launch pad of Boca Chica they want to use to launch Starship into orbit. And they're aiming for a orbital test flight that will take it almost around the world and land near Hawaii before the summer is out. They've been saying July, but I know that's not going to happen. But they're definitely aiming for the summer.
How many of those Raptors for the orbital flight of Starship?
Well, there would be, based on what I understand, the Starship would have three, and Super Heavy booster in this final iteration, they've talked anywhere from 28 to 36 engines, and it varies depending on where they are in their engineering. How many they'll actually put in Super Heavy for this orbital test is not known yet. At least they haven't told us. It's possible they will do it with a much smaller number because they won't be carrying payload, and they're mainly testing things once again. But how many, we don't know yet, John.
In preparation, Mr. Musk has donated money to Brownsville. Now, what could that be for, Bob?
Well, Well, okay. We all talked about how Jeff Bezos donated big money to a lot of space advocacy organizations, as well as $200 million to the Air and Space Museum. Well, quietly, Elon Musk has been donating money to various community organizations and the city of Brownsville, local to Boca Chica, to help revitalize that city's downtown area. This has been a pretty much depressed area in Texas for a long time. There isn't much reason to go down there until SpaceX showed up. And so he's really brought business to that area, and he's now donated. He suddenly, almost as a lark, it appeared, he doubled his donation to the Brownsville Community Improvements Corporation from $1 to $2 million. And he's also added an extra $10 million, to the down Brownsville revitalization projects to do things to make the downtown area better. And that's resulted in a gigantic, that plus the arrival of his company in Boca Chica has caused a boom in real estate values in the area. Prices of homes and commercial real estate have boomed since he's shown up. And him pumping donations into the local community is similar to what Bezos is doing. You got to make the people around you happy. And part of it is paying off corporate politicians so they won't bother you. Bezos is taking the idea of paying off the federal politicians. Musk is paying off the local ones. And I actually prefer Musk's approach, because what he's doing is he's not only paying off the local politicians so they don't bother him, but he's actually helping the local community where his business is going to thrive. And I think that's a really good thing.
A private Starship mission participated in by a Japanese billionaire, Yusaku Maezawa. Do we know more about this mission, Bob?
Well, they announced this a few years ago. Maezawa has purchased, we don't know the price, the first flight around the moon on Starship. And he had said then he was going to bring 8 artists with him on that flight as a cultural, impact statement. He's now widened that to 8 individuals, not necessarily artists. He has received, he says, 1 million applications, almost all with video presentations involved. And he released a video, which I posted on Behind the Black, showing a lot of those people and why they want to go. It's kind of fun to watch, because you see a lot of very young people who are enthused about going into space. And what's even more amazing is, even though this is a manned mission around the moon, something that has only been done 9 times and not for a half century, and Starship itself is not yet flying officially, all of these people seem entirely sure this mission is going to happen by Maezawa, and they want to be on it. And it's really kind of nice. It just shows that people want to do this stuff, and there's demand for it.
What is Thales Alenia?
Thales Alenia is a European-Italian company, actually, that specializes in a lot of space infrastructure, and it has built a lot of modules or space components that are used in space. The Cygnus capsule that Northrop Grumman has, its hull was built by Thales Alenia. It has now signed a contract with Axiom, the private company that's putting tourists in space. It signed a contract to build the first 2 module hulls for Axiom commercial space station. Those modules are going to be attached to ISS initially. As they add components, they'll eventually be in a position to separate from ISS when it retires and become an independent station. So Thales Alenia, for 110 million euros, which is not a lot of money, is going to build the first 2 module basic hulls. The hulls will then be shipped back to the U.S., where Axiom will add the internal, avionics and life support equipment and everything else that's involved. But they're building those hulls, and that means the work is proceeding. The goal is to launch this by 24 and attach it to ISS. At that point, it will be possible to do commercial flights to a space station, and the government will have no part in it at all, John.
An investigation of a rocket failure. This is Rocket Lab, one of the private enterprises that Bob really likes. He's been talking about it for several years now. They've announced what they learned about the failure. Is there a surprise here, Bob?
I don't know if it's a surprise, but Rocket Lab has is a small sat rocket company. It launches small satellites. Its rocket Electron has had two failures in the last year. They figured out what went wrong on the first one, but in May, 2 months ago, they had another failure in the upper stage, and they spent the last 2 months investigating it. They've now announced they figured out what the problem is, and they fixed that problem. This apparent problem was very complicated. It appears that it involves specific, unusual environmental conditions that they had never tested before. Now that they know those environmental conditions are an issue, they've corrected for it, and they want to get back into flight quickly. They say they're going to try to launch their next mission before the end of this month, which is only less than a week and a half away. And they're under pressure because they're being caught from behind by a lot of other small sat companies. Virgin Orbit has already and it had two commercial flights this year, and two other companies, Astra and Firefly, say they're ready to fly this year as well. And so you got competition heating things up here, John.
Bob, a question about protocols. When there's a rocket launch failure, is that treated by the FAA in the same way when there's a plane failure, a plane crash? Is it the same?
This is a good question, John. Right now, failures like this, there's no consistency in what happens. If it's political, the FAA gets really involved. So any SpaceX accident, the FAA gets really involved because they want a power play. Rocket Lab, there's almost no word the FAA was involved in any way, shape, or form. There's no rhyme or reason at the moment. I think it mostly has to do with politics. That's all I can tell you.
The SLS, one of our favorite topics. Reminding everybody, this is a NASA-built project that's been years in the making, and there have been unfortunate delays over the years. We're always expecting more delays, not this time. What is your observation, Bob, about where they are, where NASA is, with the launch of SLS? Does this mean they can meet their schedule, or they're revising their schedule?
I got two stars on Behind the Black on SLS. Both, I don't know if you call them optimistic, but they're not as pessimistic as normal when I report on SLS. The first story says that NASA at this moment in time is clearly pushing to try to get its launch, the first unmanned test launch of that rocket, before the end of this year. It's tentatively scheduled for November. They had thought they would need at least three more months based on the schedule to get it launched, but they're pushing to try to meet that schedule. They might not launch in November, they might not launch in December, but they're really trying hard to get that off. And the second story has to do with its budget. They really aren't funded beyond the first two SLS launches, the unmanned test this year and a manned test in 23, a manned flight. However, they've received some development money from Congress in 19 to begin the work on the third SLS rocket. And they're hoping that the budgets that are being discussed right now will give them more funding so they can begin to launch further rockets beyond that. Whether they should or not is another story entirely, John.
And, Bob, the challenge of SLS is that it's passed from administration to administration. Is there a generality about how the Biden administration or the Democratic majority in Congress regards the SLS ambitions?
They're basically following the pattern that was under the Trump administration before. They're in favor of it because of the pork it brings to their districts. Lots of money. They don't care if it accomplishes anything. However, they're going to be under pressure because if private companies are starting to accomplish bigger things than SLS could ever do for a lot less, it's going to make them look really stupid, and they'll start to shift finally away from it.
What about the Biden administration? Do they want a moon program?
Yeah, they haven't changed. They pretty much have not changed any of the moon program. They're still aiming for 2024 landing on the moon with humans.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's fundraising July for Bob Zimmerman. $35 brings you correspondence with Bob about his iconoclastic opinions of SLS, for example, in addition to one of his four e-books. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.